Is Audio Bloggers Month?
I don't think I've had a problem this month recording something every day of July. If you do have the ability to record something and share it in audio in July, do it and join a strong community of audio bloggers. I wasn't going to share anything until I got into Dublin, which is where I'm heading. I'm in Birmingham International at the moment, but it's kind of interesting here because everybody's kind of saying there's no heightened security, and yet I got stuck in a bit of a tailback at security when, for the first time in ages, my bag kind of got directed down the check this bag route and not the normal route. But it wasn't like the, you know, one-off spot check that kind of happens once in a while. This was a full-on, everybody was going through the extra, unless it was just a belt and a watch coming through or something, everybody was going through the bag checked. Every bag pretty much seemed to have been checked, whether it be swiped or opened and searched, and they just didn't have the staff for it. And I said to the guy, what's the big deal? And he's like, nothing. I said, you're not on high alert? He said, no, I don't think so. And I had to wait and wait and wait for all these bags to go through, and I don't know if it was someone being trained on how to use the X-ray. But I get to my bag and the guy says, all right, and he seems like a nice guy, so I'm saying to him, are you on high alert? And he's looked at me as if to say, And I said, it's just that, you know, I pride myself on having solid deodorant, solid soap, solid this, solid that, solid the other, and never normally have a problem. And he turns the X-ray round and he kind of shows me my bag and he says, well, if we are on high alert, nobody's told me. And I'm thinking, sounds like they might be, but he doesn't want to say. But he starts pointing out things on the X-ray, which is really good because I've never had that before. He says, see these, this is orange, and orange means dodgy. So anything that's orange is suspicious. And I look at my X-ray and pretty much every cable leads to something orange. And he says, So orange might be cheese, he says. It might be a pork pie. It might be soap. It also might be, and he's waiting for me to say something. He says something beginning with E, and I said, Semtex. He goes, yes, or the, and I says, or explosives. He says, yeah. So I don't think they're allowed to talk those kind of words at the X-ray machine. But it was funny anyway to see his reaction. And then he says, and these things here, these black things, dense metal. I says, yeah, I imagine, you know, that's a pin on an electrical plug. And he says, yes, it is. And here and here and here. And I do have a few plugs in my bag, that's for certain. He says, you know what that could be? I think for a moment, like I'm at some kind of security test. And I went, detonators? He goes, exactly, you know your stuff. And I'm thinking, is that a good thing or a bad thing while I'm standing here waiting to be cleared? And so he goes through my bag and he says, yeah, we get a lot of geeks. and I'm thinking, he's pretty jovial if they are on high security. Maybe, but you know, I don't fly that often through Birmingham, and maybe they just are a bit more careful. It was really unusual to have to go through so much detail. There's quite a bit of a backlog, and I think everybody coming through looked a bit grumpy. I was, you know, obviously let go once I'd explained that my harmonica was a harmonica, which is probably one of the things that looked a little bit unusual. And the lady standing at the end of the corridor with a tray full of drinks says, you look like you need a few. And I'm like, I didn't really, but I didn't want to say no. And I enjoyed some new limited edition Pimm's, which has elderflower and raspberry in or something. And very nice too. She gave me four, actually. And I says, a lot of people coming through stress. She says, yeah, security's crazy today. And it suddenly dawned on me the date, 7/7. I was wondering if that had anything to do with it. I do know that the security guard was very happy for the possibility that soon liquid restrictions may be lifted, and it will make their job infinitely easier. He even said to me something along the lines of, do you know how long it's been since an airport has actually been shut down because of something dodgy? Like he was fed up checking. And I says, I don't know, I can't actually remember. He says, 8 years ago I can remember one possible incident, but I might be wrong. So I think that the very courteous and friendly security are just as fed up with a lot of these kind of checks, which may well be reversed soon, as we are. And now with all the data and information that the NSA are gathering on us, surely they know way, way before we get to an airport what our intentions are when we're flying. And then and the people who hold those trays of drinks, they really do enjoy a conversation.
Right.
Four drinks later, I'm through, I'm away. Lovely people too. I'm going to probably grab some food before my flight. And if you're in Dublin, I'll see you in Dublin.